As the U.S. and European Union ratcheted up economic sanctions against Iran for what the West believes is the Islamic Republic's covert effort to build nuclear weapons, the assassination of an Iranian nuclear scientist has escalated an already tense situation. 32-year-old Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan, a university professor who served as deputy director for commercial affairs at Iran's Natanz uranium enrichment facility, and his driver were killed January 11th in Tehran when a bomb attached to his car exploded. Witnesses said that a motorcyclist placed a magnetic bomb under the car, an explosive similar to those that have killed other Iranian scientists. This was the fifth time in 2 years that scientists working in Iran's nuclear research program have been the target of assassination. Although Secretary of State Hillary Clinton categorically denied U.S. involvement in the murder of Mr. Roshan, the Iranian government has placed blame on both Israel and the United States for recent assassinations. Iranian officials have vowed that the nation's nuclear program, that they maintain is for civilian energy production only, will move forward despite the violence. Concerned that Israel may be planning airstrikes against Iran's nuclear facilities, published reports say that President Obama and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta have warned Israel against taking unilateral military action and instead allow more time for sanctions to pressure Iran. The two nations have also postponed joint missile defense exercises for the spring in order to avoid further escalating tensions with Iran. Your reporter spoke with Mohammad Sahimi, professor of chemical engineering and materials science at the University of Southern California. Sahimi, an Iranian native, expresses concern about the recent assassinations of Iranian scientists and rising tensions with the West that could lead to war.
We have had a covert war that has been going on against Iran since 2001. Those listeners of your program that are interested can go to PBS Frontline Tehran Bureau website and see my latest posting there where I chronicle the decade of covert war against Iran since 2001, when in July 2001, a leading figure in Iran's conventional missile program was found dead in his office with a bullet in his head. Then in January 2007, a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist was killed. Then we had two other prominent nuclear scientists. One was assassinated in summer of 2010, and another one barely escaped the assassination, who is now the president of Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. Then we had another nuclear scientist assassinated just last summer, and then the latest one was this past week, Mustafa Roshan, who was also was in a senior position at Natanz uranium enrichment facility in central Iran, where the bulk of Iran enrichment activity is taking place. That has created a lot of tension in Iran and also in the West. I believe it is counterproductive because it has basically cornered the Iranian government into a position that if these assassinations and other aspects of covert war continue, then it may compel the Iranian government to take some sort of retaliatory actions against U.S. forces in that region and Israel, which can quickly spread and become a full-fledged war, which, in my opinion, will cause the world economy to collapse, because the first thing that it will do would be to dramatically increase the oil price in the international market. Iran has already threatened that it will close the Strait of Hormuz, which connects the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman, through which 20% of all the oil consumed in the world passes every day. Of course, if Iran closes the strait, the U.S. Fifth Fleet, which is in Persian Gulf, it is headquarters in Bahrain, will surely intervene to reopen the strait. And of course, Iranians, if they are really intended to keep the strait closed, will react, and that would lead to a major war between the United States and Iran. And this is a really dangerous situation.
Professor Sahimi, it has been alleged that these assassinations of Iranian nuclear scientists may have been specifically designed to provoke Iran to take military action in some way, shape, or form, which in turn could serve as a pretext for an attack on Iranian nuclear research facilities by either Israel or the United States. Do you think there is such a strategy going on here that has led to the orchestrated assassinations of these Iranian scientists?
I think this is the most plausible scenario behind the covert war, and including the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientists it seems that at least one goal of this assassination is to provoke Iranians into taking some sort of retaliatory actions against U.S. And or Israel, most likely Israel, which would lead to a counterattack, and then it will compel the United States to enter the war in defense of Israel. There are other, of course, goals that are presumably pursued by such a covert war and a program of assassination, including creating a sense of insecurity among the Iranians, worsening the economic situation due to political instability, and frightening Iranian scientists from joining Iran's nuclear program, most of which I think are baseless. In fact, there has already been a backlash in Iran against such assassinations because when it comes to protecting Iran's national assets and resources, including its scientists, Iranians, regardless of where they stand in the political spectrum, are united. And in fact, that by itself is also dangerous in the sense that if Iranians are united or mostly united, then that may provide a window for the Iranian government, which is repressive, which has had bad economic policies that has led to a terrible economic situation in addition to the sanctions that have been imposed on Iranians, and also distract the people from their real goal, which is democratizing Iran and moving it in a democratic movement. So this covert war and this program of assassination have actually been totally counterproductive, because if the goal of the covert program and assassination is to slow down Iran's nuclear program, it's not going to achieve the goal, because about 30,000 people work in Iranian's nuclear program, and therefore assassinating a few, even if they are top scientists, is not going to do much to slow down the program. The only way that we can reach some sort of accommodation with the Tehran regime and lower the tension and the possibility of war is to pursue diplomacy such that both nations can see the benefit of it, and therefore they can come to the negotiation table and reach some sort of compromise.
That was Mohammad Sahimi, professor of chemical engineering and materials science at the University of Southern California and lead political columnist with the PBS Frontline Tehran Bureau website. Find links to Professor Sahimi's columns and other related articles on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.